Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
It's a decision that more and more people are coming to for various reasons of their own. I read an article in one of the newspapers at the weekend where a woman had said she decided not to have any children because she didn't want to bring them into this world with the climate changing the way that it is. People have many, many reasons now for not having children. And it's a decision that some people are half afraid to make. It's never made much sense to me. If you don't want to have children, you don't want to have children. And that's your call entirely. And I back you 100%. Kim Kenny, who's a psychotherapist, did a podcast a few years ago called Our Kids for Me, when she spoke about that decision. And at the time she said she'd loads of support if she had decided to have kids. But what seemed to bother her at the time was there was very little support for her decision not to have them. That was 3 years on. She went through with it. She decided, nope, I just don't want to have children, and that is that, and that is my decision. Read another story in the papers too. I think we featured it here on the programme one morning. The number of people who, if they had their time over again, possibly would not have children. Not that they don't love their kids, not that they would want to give them back under any circumstances, but that maybe time around, because of the circumstances of life, they might not have had children. There's a fair percentage of those. But the number of people who are deciding now, I don't want children, and I need you to be okay with that decision. That number is rising. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, PJ. Yes, absolutely. There, you know, it's something that's on the rise. And, you know, again, when I was younger, it was, you know, don't want kids. It's not something, you know, I really thought about much. And as I kind of got into my teens and my 20s, it's, you know, do I have to have kids? You know, so it kind of gave me the encouragement to go and question, actually, you know, what do I want in my life? What do I want to do? So, yeah, I think that's something that is more common today. I mean, I suppose it was 20 years ago when I felt like that, and I definitely think it's more common now today.
I was just coming to that. At what point in your life did you recognise, no, children are not for me, and I'm okay with that?
I think it was always there from a very young age. You know, people would say, oh, when you grow up now, you get married and have kids. And it's like, no, no, kids aren't for me. And, you know, you'd hear people saying, oh, you'll change your mind when you're older. But as I got older, and I definitely kind of in my late 20s, early 30s, when you see your friends getting married and people having kids, it's like, God, no, this actually isn't for me, you know. And do you really kind of, you know, want to be sure that you're sure it's not for you, in a sense? And that's the way it was for me at the time. It was like, I need to be sure. And, you know, again, it came off contraception, discussed things with my husband. And, you know, it was, no, I knew then that this isn't for me. This isn't a lifestyle choice. That was kind of in my early 30s.
Did you consider it at one point and change your mind then?
I did in a way. I actually did, because I wanted to be 100% sure that it wasn't for me. And, you know, now I put the cards on the table with my husband at the very beginning when we started going out, so he knew where I stood. But I came off contraception and we said, okay, we'll see what happens. And that is when it really kicked in for me. No, this is not what I want. I didn't enjoy sex. It was the thought, okay, I might get pregnant and I know this isn't for me. So that really pushed me to the point of going, okay, no.
And how did your husband feel about all of this?
He was very supportive, I must say. Now, at the start, he kind of was under the assumption, I'll just get married and have kids and that's it. And, you know, there's no second thought about it. But when I laid the cards on the table at the very beginning, he was very supportive and said, okay, that's no problem. And even when we were kind of thinking about it at the time when I came off contraception, he was like, whatever your choice. And I was, you know, I was really happy with that, to be fair. You know, I mean, I did say to him, look, if this is something that you really, really want and I don't, then we'll have to talk. And maybe, you know, I don't want him to resent me down the line if, you know, he really did want kids and I didn't. So I was happy to walk away and leave him choose a different path in life if that's what he really wanted, which isn't an easy decision to come to.
This is a question that I'm sure you've been asked and probably thought about, and it's a very simple question. Why don't you want children?
Why don't I? There's no one particular reason. You know, I never felt that maternal draw to have kids, that want, that, oh my God, when I look at babies, I'm broody. I never felt that.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in my life, I was thinking, God, is there something wrong with me that I don't feel this way? You know, and again, it kind of encouraged a bit more reflection on myself, what's going on for me. And it's okay to not have that feeling.
Mm.
I can't make something inside me that's not there. I can't cultivate this feeling. It's fake to me. So I had to be true to myself. I don't feel it. It's not there.
Did you feel sometimes that society expected you to have children?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially after I got married, you know, there's the expectation, you know, when's the baby due? Any pitter patter, any news, this kind of thing. Absolutely. And it's more so towards the woman at times than it is the man. Not many people would ask my husband that, but certainly for me, yeah, absolutely.
Is it women would ask you that question more than men?
A mixture, but I'd say more women. Yes, yeah. Definitely more women, but you could get some men ask, yeah, absolutely.
Do you like children, other people's children?
I do, absolutely. And that is an assumption that, oh, you know, you don't have kids, you don't like them, or, you know, and absolutely, you know, kids are lovely. They're really beautiful human beings, you know. And I suppose one thing I always say to myself when I'm in the company of children, be as kind as you can to them. They're innocent, you know. They're growing up in a world that is far more complicated nowadays than what it was 20, 30 years ago, you know.
Hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I do like kids.
I read a piece last week, in fact, where someone had said that they're not going to have children because of the world that's around us.
Hmm.
Climate change, the environment being one of their main concerns. But mm-hmm. They weren't having children for that precise reason, because this was a world they didn't want to bring children into.
And I could understand that. I mean, it is a very different world. I don't know. And again, maybe I'm just getting long in the tooth, I suppose. But, you know, the simplicity isn't there from when I was a child. You know, it's a different world. Two people are working, the financial side of it, you know, child-minding factors, again, environmental factors and things. And it's not as easy. It's just not as easy for people, you know, and I completely understand why people choose not to.
I became a dad in my early 30s, and up to that time, I would have been ambivalent about having children. Now, I look at them and I think, why did I ever even think that? Mm-hmm. That's not uncommon, I suspect.
No, not at all. I actually have friends, and we've had this discussion with friends, actually, and a male friend had said at that point that, you know, he was a bit indifferent. But now that he has two beautiful girls, God, he wouldn't give them back in the morning, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, it's quite common.
You're at a point in your life where this is acceptance for you, and it is what it is. There are probably people struggling with those thoughts, and they feel uncomfortable with them because, again, this societal pressure, particularly once you're married, to have children. What would you say to those people if they're listening now?
I would say, you know, have a talk with your partner, communicate, you know, be open and honest about your feelings. If that is difficult, or, you know, you feel your partner may not understand, maybe talk to a professional in a safe, non-judgmental space. You know, it isn't easy. But also I'd say, you know, ask yourself,
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do I want children? Why do I want children? Am I having them for me, or am I having them for somebody else?
That's the question, isn't it? If I want them for me, or I want them for the world?
Absolutely. You know, and there's many reasons why people do and don't, and I support anybody in their decision. It's really looking within, why do I want children, and do I want them for me?
And if you don't, you don't. And everybody, not just you, has to be okay with that. You work as a psychotherapist now, and I'm sure you meet people in this dilemma in their lives.
Yes, and it isn't an easy decision to come to, you know, because, I mean, people fear the judgment of society as well. What will other people think? You know, there's the stigma a little bit around, you know, people who don't have children. Are you selfish? Are you materialistic? Or, you know, are you just caught up in career? And sometimes it's as simple as, I actually just don't want this for me. There's a lot of fears of judgment. And if I make this decision, then what will I do with my life?
And there is a lot of judgment out there. How does one deal with it?
Well, you know, we can't control how other people think, and we can't control what they say. So I suppose their judgments are their own. The main thing is to be true to yourself, I think. And, you know, when you are true to yourself, you do kind of accept where you are in your life, you know, and accept that this is a choice I've made for me. And, you know, I can't, you know, we can't. People will have their opinions.
You don't owe the world children, do you?
No, you don't. One thing, you know, I've heard people say it's selfish to not have children. I beg the question, what is selfish about choosing to not have something for yourself?
That's a good way to finish. Kim, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks, PJ.
Delighted to have you. Yeah. That's a stupid thing, isn't it, to think that, oh, you must have children. I'm totally on Kim's side here. If you decide you don't want to have children, then you don't want to have children. And once your partner, the person with whom you might have those children, if you wanted to have those, once that person's okay with it, then nobody else actually matters.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.